Landowners in the town of Haverhill and throughout the state have a long historical attachment to the land. Taking property for gain by a for-profit private organization does not sit well among voters.
This legislation is about protecting private property rights and the simple belief that in New Hampshire, one's home is their castle, and their property should not be threatened without dire need driven by unquestionable public good, and certainly not for the profit of another.
It's about the people's rights to keep their property, to market their property, to do what they wish with their property within the bounds of the law, and not have Northern Pass walking up to their homes with agents knocking on their doors saying, "Let me show you where we're going to put the power line." That's what they're doing.
As the debate over House Bill 648 to protect landowners from eminent domain and to bring the statutes in line with Article 12A of the New Hampshire Constitution passed by voters in 2006 by a nearly 86% approval. You know, we go through this battle, and it's been languishing in the New Hampshire legislature for almost a year, what started out as an emergency piece of legislation. There's government at work for you. Joining us in studio is State Senator Jeannie Forrester from Meredith, State Representative Gene Chandler, and Representative Forrester is the Senate sponsor of House Bill 648, the House sponsor being State Representative Larry Rappaport from Colebrook, and Senator Forrester, who has been on the front line of the battle in the Senate. There's been some, interesting developments that happened before the Senate Judiciary Committee, which we examined here in detail at the time, all the amendments that came through. But, you know, the question is, will the full Senate reject the Senate Judiciary Committee's recommendation or not?
Yeah, that's a good excuse me. That's a good question. We are working right now to kind of a strategy on how we're going to get 648 passed, because in my opinion and the opinion of many others, the Bradley-Carson Amendment does not address the issue of eminent domain.
It seems to be more permissive of it, if anything.
Absolutely. And I appreciate that Senator Carson and Senator Bradley probably thought they were doing a good thing. But again, it doesn't address that basic issue of the private property rights. And in talking with many other folks, they feel very strongly that this piece of legislation that they've introduced will not address the issue. And so what we're planning to do on the Senate floor is we'll have a floor fight. Mm-hmm. And we will try to get 648 introduced back in and voted on. And I feel that we're working very hard. And with these latest tactics of Northern Pass, I can't imagine that senators who might have wondered one way or the other can't look at this and understand the basic issue and want to support 648 and get it out of the Senate.
Sure, with the bullying tactics that Northern Pass recently tried to do against the state of New Hampshire.
Yes.
You know, with that legal threat last week. You've worked on an amendment, and it's becoming known as the Forrester-Bragdon Amendment to House Bill 648, which really, I think, enshrines or incorporates Article 12A within the eminent domain statute that you're looking to update with House Bill 648.
Yes, and the language of 371.1, which I'm not going to read all the language, it's very lengthy, but basically in the last couple lines we add the words, "for any private development, including but not limited to participant-funded projects." And the thought is we are not trying to target Northern Pass with this legislation. Northern Pass brought this to the front because of their tactics. And this will apply to them, but it's not directed at them, and that's why the language was changed to address that issue.
Sure, and I also have here, no public utility may petition for permission to take private land or property rights for the construction or operation of an electric generating plant or for any private development, including but not limited to participant-funded projects. So that would be this new amendment, which really says a whole lot, because it shows that you're not targeting one specific project, in this case Northern Pass, because there's going to be many others that are going to come down the pike. You know, anybody who's been looking at maps from ISO New England and other utility companies are seeing that New Hampshire is being mapped out right now for these kinds of projects. And I already talked about one that could go from Franklin to Claremont right through my area of the state, you know, the New London area. So, you know, a lot of people should be concerned. And that's why this type of an amendment is critically important.
Yeah, and you know, if Northern Pass wants to make an offer to a landowner for property, for their to purchase property, and if the landowner wants to sell it, that's fine. But what's happening right now is they are using the threat of eminent domain, hanging over property owners' heads and saying, if you don't sell it now, it's going to be worth less later on.
Yes, and this story has been told many times. So the big fat checkbook in one hand and the heavy hammer of eminent domain in the other.
Right.
You know, that's what's happening. Now, people will say, but we should find a way to allow for power to come through the state. Well, you still have an idea. I think is it you that's working on it for next year, a study committee that would look at existing transportation corridors?
Yeah, I've worked with a group of other folks, and we introduced legislation to create an interagency task force to look at an energy corridor for New Hampshire so that the state is in control of this and we are not at the whim of any private developer coming through who wants to put a power cord, an extension cord through our state, but we have the right to say where it's going to go and we benefit from it. We will get some public benefit for this.
Well, looking at rent would be basically renting out the state-owned right-of-ways like the interstate highway
system,
where the state would get a fixed fee rather than worrying about these tax revenue projections which are being called into question.
Right.
And looking at undergrounding it, too.
Absolutely. And we've got all the state agencies who would be part of that task force, and that would include DES, DRED, the Department of Resources mm-hmm. and Economic Development.
It would have to involve Department of Transportation,
yeah,
of course.
All the key stakeholders in the state agencies would be involved in this study committee.
So. All right. Well, we'll look forward to following those developments as they continue. So, again, State Representative Gene Chandler, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thanks. Thank you.
And State Senator Jeannie Forrester, thank you very much for your work. I know your district is probably one of the biggest, most heavily impacted districts,
sure.
Right?
Sure. Well, I mean, depends on where we don't know what the route is today. So, but, you know, it changes on a daily basis. And I sure would like to see that route. So the last time around, it was probably impacting 2/3 of my district, of my communities. I represent 31 communities. But like I say, as of today, I have no idea where the route is. And it's a big secret.
That's right. Exactly. All right. Well, thank you very much, Senator.
Thank you, Brian.
Good luck to you. And we'll talk more about House Bill 648. Don't worry. I'll keep that discussion going.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Bulldog Live continues on The Pulse.